All right, here we go. Hour number two of the Glass in the Morning radio program. News Talk 96.1 AM 1370 WGCLRadio.com. The 25th day of January. Happy Thursday, the final Thursday of the first month of year 2018.
What's that big yellow thing out there?
Keith Klein is riding shotgun. I don't know, but I'm not going to look at it again. What's left of my retina will continue on with this forecast.
Is that what's going to help us get to that temperature you're giving us today?
Get used to it. We're going to see plenty of sunshine today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Saturday, there's always a but. We always have to throw a but in there, and that's part of it. But right now, 25 feels like 17, so don't let that sun fool you in thinking that all of a sudden it's springtime. It's not just yet. 50 in sunshine today, 0% chance of anything. That's the good news. Tonight, down to 34, only a 10% chance of precipitation. Friday, even warmer, 53, mostly sunny with some clouds dancing in and out of the area, 10% chance. Friday night, though, a little bit different, only down to 43, so we're not going to get that cool off that we've seen, but we could see some light showers developing, a 60% chance. Those showers continue into Saturday. Light rain in the morning, 48. We'll call that 50 because it sounds better. So, Keith, continuing that pattern, we're not reverting back into the 30s just yet. We'll save that for next week. Sunday, sunshine, pushing 50, a great way to finish up the weekend. And as I mentioned, the work week next week begins in the mid-30s, more of an average style this time of year. 37, 38 is about the average.
I remember
time.
Those days.
You remember?
Pushing 50?
You were, yeah, pushing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Yeah, pushing. Pushing 50. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
where
it was all uphill.
That's exactly right. Updated forecast, live radar. You can take a look at what's ahead next week. Next week's a roller coaster, 30s, 50s, 20s. That's just what it is when January turns into February. That shouldn't surprise anybody. Find all your answers at WGCLRadio.com. Every Thursday morning, Keith Klein and Sue Wanzer join us to talk local education issues. And Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How about you guys?
Yeah, we know it's going to be nice this weekend. We know we're not going to be frozen for a few days. I think that helps out. We had a little delay the other morning because of freezing stuff, a two-hour delay. But we need to remind people we can have as many two-hour delays as we want. That doesn't affect anything like a snow day does.
Right.
Exactly. We don't have to make up the two-hour delay or an early dismissal, but we do have to make up the canceled school days.
Yeah, so if anybody's keeping score of, well, that's your eighth two-hour delay, that constitutes 16 hours, that would be... No, it doesn't work that way. There's a loophole for everything, so let's make sure we're using this one to our advantage.
And so far, we're coming back the day after Memorial Day as a makeup day.
Just one.
That's right, so far.
So far. And it's Indiana, Sue, the front page of today's paper, talking about a blizzard 40 years ago, so I'm not gonna taunt the weather gods. It's winter, and we have to deal with that moving forward.
Sue, we had a school board meeting Tuesday night, and lots of things to talk about.
Bonds, and more bonds.
Well, yes, and you know, over the past few months at our school board meetings, we've been talking about the board authorizing the issuance of bonds, and what that does is it's part of our it's part of the debt that we carry. But the way that we have done this for years and years and years is the part of our taxes that covers our debt stays the same, because when a large bond issue is paid off, then we replace it with a new bond issue so that we have the money for capital improvements. And unlike a lot of school corporations or other industries, you know, that fall into disrepair because they just don't have the money to keep up with the maintenance, we've done that really, really well. We haven't deferred maintenance like so many places do in order to save money. So what we've been able to do is make sure that debt is used very judiciously on the projects that we really need. And we had talked about a new Tri-North a couple of months ago. And we have some new roofing and some solar panels.
Hey, I want to talk about that, Sue, because there's something really neat happened, and I want to make sure the audience understands this. Our Chris Scioli and Mr. Kenny in our financial department did some, I don't know, rope pulling, deal making and stuff like that, because you heard on Monday that the president put a tariff on solar panels because they're all imported. And so the way this all worked out was Chris Scioli, in dealing with the people that were going to put in the solar panels, got a deal that we had a commitment to buy, so we're going to get them at the old price.
Right, and that and they really are. We do have administration that it's extremely proactive and really do look down the road to see what we need to do. And John Kenny, our business operations director, told us was that they looked at all solar panels and all solar panel companies, and solar panels are all manufactured overseas. So there was no way we could find something that was manufactured here. So the next step was for them to get that that letter of agreement, that commitment, to buy before we were affected by any tariffs. So we're really pleased with that. Once again, they saved us some money.
That's exactly right. And the good news is how the bonding system works. You did an excellent job explaining that, because people think, oh, we're going to build a new school. We're already paying to the referendum. Right. My taxes have to go up again. That's just not the case.
No, nope. Keep them even.
Right. Right, which seems, well, I guess people could debate this, but to me it seems fair to keep, let's say, I'm just making something up, keep it 2 cents every year instead of having it no money 1 year and then 10 cents 1 year and then 8 cents 1 year. It just keeps it level, so it's very predictable. It's very predictable for us, and it's very predictable for taxpayers when everything stays level and it's not going up and down.
That does make sense, and obviously when you have buildings in this range, when you've been around for as long as you have, upkeep, maintenance. We talked about the new roof on Jackson Creek.
Right.
Well, Jackson Creek hasn't been around for 92 years.
No.
I mean, these are things that have to be planned for, and the good news is it sounds like that has been the issue. What else at the meeting went on, Keith, that we need to know about from Tuesday?
Well, Sue, go ahead with the other things that
we
had come up.
You know what? Okay, so this is the end of January. This is spring semester. We're in the end of January, and we're talking about everything for the rest of the semester, or a lot of the stuff for the rest of the semester. But first of all, I want to remind people that tonight at 6 o'clock in the CoLab is our table talk on equity and access. And that's just a reminder for that one. And after that, we have a steering committee that's going to meet quarterly to talk about equity, access, and opportunity in our school corporation. So they'll be meeting, the steering committee will be meeting after that. So, but folks are invited to join us in the CoLab to hear some presentations.
Is this one of these these table talks? Is that one of these community
Community conversations.
Community conversations. Yeah. Is this the same kind of thing?
Well, it's really, yeah, kind of. It's a little bit different, I think. The community conversations, we had talked about having once every other month, once a quarter, and now table talks. And this is something that Marque Winston, Dr. Winston, who is our new assistant superintendent, she instituted this to have more frequent issues being addressed by the school corporation, that we can do it more. You know, we've done it, you know, we just did one a couple weeks ago. So this is more of a constant update of
okay.
things. But it's very similar to the community conversations. Yeah, it's a chance for people to come and listen to some stuff and then ask some questions and make some comments.
Well, I
wanted
to make sure I didn't miss one of those, because I always try to get that and tell folks when those are going to be. So I didn't know if we were rebranding or doing something like that. But no, this is in addition to
yes.
things going on, so we always have plenty to talk about in this day and age, which is good. These are all free; they're all open to the public. You don't need to make any advance reservations or
right.
anything like that. Very convenient, just to show up to the table and talk.
And then,
exactly.
Sue, one of the other things that we make sure that people know about, because it's that time of year, kindergarten, and we have the meet and greets and all of those things going on. So let's talk about that, so people get their kids registered.
Anyone who has a child who's going to be starting kindergarten next fall, and you can find out what school your child would be assigned to by calling the administration building or looking online. But every single one of our elementary schools is going to have a meet and greet on February 15th from 6:30 to 7:30. So kids and their parents get to go into the school, meet the teachers and the principals, and see everything that's in the schools. Learn a little bit more about what they're going to need to know starting school in the fall.
And they're always a busy time, and you'll see the signs posted around
right.
town.
Oh, yes.
Reminding
I know, they're all
everybody.
Over, aren't they?
They are. They're great. And that's what you have to get reminded. And I remember being a first when we the first one went through, Maria went through, how do you do this? How does this work? You don't know. But it's easy. I've been doing it for years.
You're going to be a veteran when Mikey comes up.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to give him to kindergarten. Here, have him. Take him. We'll come get him later.
All right. Now, the other thing that's kind of interesting is we've talked a lot on this program about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math for our students. But now we've got a special program called GEMS. Talk about that, Sue.
Yeah, and that's Girls in Engineering, Math, and Science. And we did this last year. It was a big gathering of girls in fifth and sixth grade, and we're doing that again this year on April 14th. It's a Saturday. It's from 7:30 in the morning until 12:30, and this will require registration. And more information will be coming soon, but just wanted to get that on people's radar, that this is going to be happening again, and it's a great time for kids, girls, to get to learn about different occupations in engineering, math, and science. There's a lot of little experiments. There's a lot of hands-on stuff that will really keep them engaged. And last year, the kids just had a tremendous time. And I wasn't able to go. I don't know if you were, Keith, but all reports were that it was such a great time for the adults who were there just watching the girls.
Well, talk
so
about
much
the girls and the lab coats that the foundation got for the kids.
Oh, yeah. Last year, our foundation got lab coats and goggles for all the girls. And Superintendent DeMuth said it was so sweet to see them walking around all day with their lab coats and goggles. It didn't matter if they needed the goggles or not. They just kept them on and just had a really good time. I'm hoping the foundation can do that again this year. But that is sponsored by our school corporation and our school foundation.
And we get a number of businesses that cooperate with us on that. And they show them, demonstrate things that you can get involved in and get these girls interested in those kinds of careers. I think that's an amazing program.
Right. Well, because when you go there, it's like playing. It's fun. It's games.
That's right.
That can turn into learning and a career, but it's presented more as fun and games with the way that they're engaged in everything.
Well, no different than the coding things you did. Everybody
right.
said, hey, wow, well, look at how this
exactly.
works.
Exactly.
They don't know they're working.
Right.
When
and,
it's fun.
Yeah, and isn't that the beauty of it?
It is.
Also coming up in the future, you know, see, this spring semester, everything winds up, and then now it's going to start to wind down. On April 3rd is when we have our personal achievement banquet with the Lions Club, where we recognize kids who have made great strides and overcome many things in order to finish their education. So I'm sure every time we talk, Glass, we're going to have more and more things
great.
That are going to be near the end of the semester, talking about winding down things.
Keith Klein and Sue Wands are our guests this morning. They both serve on the MCCSC school board. And we saw an interesting note in the paper. We know that Bob Knight is now coming to Bloomington South High School. He'll be there an evening with Bob Knight on February 28th at 7 o'clock. bhsknight.eventbrite.com if you'd like ticketing information. The good news is every dollar from those tickets sold will benefit students and teachers at Bloomington South, but I think that should be the focus of
this,
correct?
It's a little controversial.
It is a little controversial, but he's already been at North, mm-hmm. and now he's at South, and I think no one ever votes 100% for something. If I said, here's $100, somebody would be upset it's not $110. If I said, here's vanilla ice cream, somebody would say, where's chocolate? You're never going to win all these things. But I think the overall reaching effort is there's going to be a bunch of money raised for South on that night, just like there was for North. Isn't that a good thing, Sue?
I guess it depends on your perspective. Yeah, you're right. There was an article in the paper, and it was about the people who spoke out against Bob.
Yeah, and that's fine. It's America. You're allowed to have your opinion. And they said, you know
right.
what? A couple people. Was it a couple, two, three, four?
There were three at the board meeting.
Three at the board meeting.
Who
gave their opinion that they didn't like that?
Right. Well, they're concerned about his reputation as a bully and how that conflicts with the school corporation's anti-bullying policy. Now, certainly, we're not changing our anti-bullying policy at all. And people were concerned that we were taking money in exchange for having someone like Bobby Knight. But we know this. I mean, we all know this. If you go online and look at the HT Online and look at the comments, they range from MCCSC shouldn't be doing this because of who it is to leave me alone, don't tell me what to do. I love Coach Knight. He's a great example for kids. So So we've known that ever since Bobby Knight was here, that there's a lot of different opinions about it. But I think basically the question, Glass, was whether or not a public school corporation who is so strong with anti-bullying should be accepting money that comes in from a bully. But then on the other side, we are a public school corporation that developed policies a number of years ago. We have very extensive and detailed policies about what groups use our facilities and how. And in the words of our attorney, we're an open forum school corporation, which means we haven't limited anyone. We have priorities over who gets to use the school and who gets it for free and who has to pay. So in other words, this wouldn't take priority over a school activity.
Sure.
Because it's a fundraiser. Because it's a fundraiser, there's some payment that goes to our school to cover the staff time and everything else that's involved with putting on an event like this. So we get money for it. There's tons of sides to this. There's more than just even two sides. It's tough. I'm going to say it's a really tough call, but you just said North did this and now South did it.
Yeah, where was the kind of unfair. Where was the outrage when North did it? Did I miss that?
There was some outrage, yes. Same kind of thing.
Well, that didn't get covered. Now, that's where I always get lost in these. Why we're covering one and not the other.
Right.
That's fine, but I think your explanation that you just gave is what it is. Here's the reason why it can be. Here's the legality behind it. Here's why we do this. And that was a fantastic job of explaining that. If you don't like it, that's my point. If you don't like it, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you can be upset about it. You're never going to get your way with everything in life anyhow. You're more than happy to.
Right.
The American way says if you don't like it, you can protest about it. The American way says you can yell, scream, and do it. Just do it. Do it peacefully and whatever. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But the upside is if this thing sells out and a bunch of people show there, the school's going to benefit from it.
Right, and Glass, you're right. There wasn't as much public outrage last time. If Keith was anything like me, I heard a whole lot from a whole lot of people, and I think afterwards, it just seemed like a one-time event. I think the fact that it's a second time and people saw this once before, I guess with time gives you more time to protest and think about it.
Sure. It is what it is. That's a fine way of putting it, and we're not going to change anybody's opinion one way or the other for it. We just want to make folks aware, just like we did at Bloomington North, that it's happening and they can get involved.
One way to look at this is one happened for Bloomington North, now one's going to happen for Bloomington South. That's it. Where both of our schools have benefited from this,
it's over with. Go ahead, Sue.
And Glass, here's the other thing. Just as I was just talking about our open forum, and I talked with Tom Bunger after our meeting. We have talked about maybe having a community conversation to talk about how are our school facilities used? What are our policies? Should we have an open forum? Would this community rather have a closed forum school corporation where nobody gets to use the facility?
And I think you'll have the same. I think you'll have the same argument we're having right now. There'll be some people that say we should be a closed forum, and other people say we're going to be an open forum. And the conversation is more important than the result. It's when you don't talk about things. That's when it gets to
I think there's another thing here too, Mike, and that is the example for the kids to understand that there are all kinds of things that we don't necessarily agree with that go on around us.
We're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it.
And sort it out. And again, you're not always going to get your way. It doesn't mean take your ball and go home. There is a life lesson in that.
No, and I think if we talk about the legality of a public school corporation and having an open forum campus, and do we want a closed forum? I think most people would say, no, we don't want it closed. Girl Scouts use our facilities.
Yeah.
We have church groups using our facilities. We have a lot of different kinds of organizations using our facilities. And I believe, as a public entity funded with public taxpayer money, that we should be open to everyone.
That's hard to argue with, and that's pretty clear. But again, somebody will find argument in it, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Just if the law is the law, you got to play by the law, and if the law allows you to do it, I don't want to say wasting our time. That sounds harsh. Sometimes we need to pick and choose our battles a little bit differently. All the energy put into some things could be really focused on some other things that could be great, but that's just my editorial here on a Thursday morning.
Yeah, Glass, I think it's just I think it's because we have spent so much time this year talking about anti-bullying, and
yeah.
I think for some people it just kind of seemed like a like a slap in the face. So we'll keep talking about this kind of stuff and move on from here.
That's right. We have to keep learning. We have to keep keeping the mind open and keep moving forward. All right, Sue, great job as always. Enjoy your weekend, and we will get caught up with you.
I sure will.
Next Thursday is February. So make sure you wear your Groundhog Day outfit for our party. Keith and I don't, we have our party on Groundhog Day Eve. We don't do it on Groundhog Day. Why? It's way too busy in the stores. Mm-hmm. Can't find any place to park, so we do it Groundhog
They're
Day
Eve. They're out of milk
Eve.
And bread
That's
anyhow.
Exactly
yeah.
right. So,
okay, can't wait.
All right.
I'll be looking forward to it. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.